The next patient is Doyle Wright. The last name is W-R-I-G-H-T. This is a clinical case of a 49-year-old, a white male, that we are feeling and we're following in the practice. Because of the presence of CKD stage 4, period. The most important complaint today is persistent nausea and vomiting. He cannot keep anything down and has been going on for a couple of months. He doesn't complain about pain. The possibility of diabetic gastroparesis is entertained, and I'm going to take the liberty to prescribe some Reglan, 10 milligrams 30 minutes before meals, and erythromycin, 400 milligrams Q 8 hours, and see if this situation gets somewhat better. From the nephrology point of view, the serum creatinine came down to 2.71, and the estimated GFR is 28 mLs per minute. Potassium is 4.1, CO2 22, and the patient has an albumin of 4.2 with normal liver function test. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 777 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is similar to prior determinations. There is not much that we can do because of the decrease in the estimated GFR that prevents us to prescribe SGLT2 inhibitors or Kerendia. Following number, the patient has arterial hypertension. Today's blood pressure is 151 over 71. The patient has lost 13 pounds of body weight, and this is because of the persistent vomiting. Following number, the patient has resolved ulceration in the left great toe. He has some dermatitis, which is a diabetic dermatitis in the legs, in dryness, and scratching. And the recommendation is to use gold bond cream on a daily basis. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, the patient has anemia related to chronic kidney disease. We are going to evaluate the iron stores, and we are going to suggest the primary doctor, that is Miss Sally, S-A-L-L-Y, Oliver, O-L-I-V-E-R, A-P-R-N, to refer to the cancer center. Period suggestion is suggestion of referral to for GI evaluation is also made. Period. A kidney biopsy was performed. On January 11 of 2023, and is consistent with the diabetic nephropathy, class 3. The patient has 45% glomerulosclerosis and interstitial fibrosis of 30%. The case, the biopsy was discussed with the patient as well as the family. Period paragraph. We invested reviewing the lab, the biopsy, and the imaging 12 minutes, in the face-to-face 25 minutes, and the documentation 7 minutes. Reevaluation in 2 months.